This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Fox Television has resurrected the animated series Family Guy. The show is coming back after being canceled 3 years ago. It's a rare second chance for a TV program. Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein with a profile of the guy who created Family Guy.
It's quite a comeback for 31-year-old Seth MacFarlane, who is finally seeing the promise of his first television show fully realized. After the show was canceled in 2002, it took on a life of its own. The Cartoon Network bought the reruns, and a whole new audience discovered the show. Then a DVD collection of Family Guy episodes sold more than 2 million copies, a stunning amount for a forgotten show. And just to show he has no hard feelings for Fox, MacFarlane makes the network the target of the first episode's very first joke.
Everybody, I got bad news. We've been canceled.
Oh, no. Peter, how could they do that?
Well, unfortunately, Lois, there's just no more room on the schedule. We've just got to accept the fact that Fox has to make room for terrific shows like Dark Angel, Titus, Undeclared, Action.
That's MacFarlane himself as the voice of Family Guy's dimbulb dad, reeling off just some of the shows that have failed on Fox since his show left the air.
The Lone Gunman, A Minute with Stan Hooper, Normal, Ohio.
MacFarlane is also one of the show's writers, as well as the artist who drew the characters into existence. He believes animation lends itself to getting his hands involved in all aspects of production.
The nice thing about animation is that it's a marriage of so many different art forms. You're acting, you're drawing, writing, obviously.
To get a better sense of how Family Guy comes together, I was invited to the show's production office in March to sit in on a script reading for a future episode. MacFarlane and a cast of others who lend their voices to the show convene around a long table, scripts in hand, to rehearse. Watching MacFarlane in action is remarkable. In the script reading I witnessed, he did the voices of at least 13 different characters, many of whom he channels in rapid succession.
Lois, darling, those earrings are delicious. Total kitsch. I'm opening a museum and putting you in it. They're that fabulous.
You think it's clever talking like that, do you? You think it's funny talking about earrings and using words like fabulous and delicious and wet? What's next? A workout followed by a romp around a crowded room while the music goes... Oh, why'd you stop?
Hey, Jasper, let me ask you something. When you're in the shower at the Y, is that like supermarket sweep for you guys? Or is it...
As you can tell, Family Guy is anything but a family show. Its humor is about as politically incorrect as television gets. But what I find most interesting is, it doesn't matter what the story in any given episode is about. In fact, there rarely ever is a story. The plot is really just a construct to cram as many one-liners in as possible, one more outrageous than the next. And that's just what MacFarlane intended.
This is a show for which job one is jokes. I mean, it's not really about story, it's not really about any kind of message, it's just about making people laugh and... You know, we're comedy writers writing comedy. You know, we're not doing the very special episode.
MacFarlane is pretty busy these days. Not only is he relaunching Family Guy, but he's producing a second series for Fox, American Dad, that's almost as funny as his first creation. Also coming out is a Family Guy-themed book, DVD movie, and music album. There's also even a live stage show where the cast will perform episodes like the one I got to sit in on. It's good to see MacFarlane making the most of Family Guy's second chance. I hope TV viewers do the same.
Family Guy makes its comeback Sunday night on Fox TV. Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter. Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Madeline Brand.